Another Story, Part 6. The Chase. You're in a lot of trouble, Jaden. Jared was glaring at his old friend. Just behind him to one side was Cerulean, and further back were the two new recruits that Jared and Cerulean had brought into Team Rocket. They had been the ones in the cab of the truck.
What else is new?
Jaden replied.
I've been in trouble ever since Cerulean stole those gym badges.
Jaden glanced over at the boy in question, who would not meet Jaden's gaze.
Thanks again for that, buddy.
Sure, Jared smirked, but at least you found safety within our ranks. Now both the law and Team Rocket are out to get you.
Look, I'm sorry, okay? I just wasn't ready to turn on a friend, but I just need to get over that, you know?
This caused some confusion among Jared and the others. Cerulean even looked up, surprised by Jaden's sudden acceptance.
I tricked the others into leaving after switching out their Pokeballs. I still don't want to see my friends get hurt, but here is that special Persian, and as a bonus, a Vaporeon.
Jaden held up two Pokeballs. Excellent, Jared said. Hand them here. He stepped forward to receive the Pokemon. Jaden stepped forward to hand them off. But as soon as he placed the second ball into Jared's waiting hand, his thumb brushed over the release button.
Ekans! Poison Sting!
The snake Pokemon burst out in a flash of light and immediately released a barrage of stingers at the four members of Team Rocket. Jaden took the opportunity to rush back inside, and then he shoved a large desk in front of the door to slow down his pursuers.
I hope that gave the others enough time,
Jaden said to himself.
Now if I can just find my way out.
He rushed upstairs as he heard a thud against the door. At least one of the Team Rocket members had made it there. The sounds of more thuds, and eventually crashing, echoed up the steps after Jaden as he then darted down a hall. Finding an open sliding door, he emerged onto a lower roof patio and figured that must have been what William had mentioned. Even if it hadn't been, Jaden was going to use it as his escape anyway. Rushing toward the edge, Jaden didn't bother looking down, knowing that the height was likely going to cause him second thoughts that he didn't have time for. He took a huge leap and prepared to buckle and roll as he hit the ground. It hurt more than he had thought it might, mostly due to the bruises he picked up jumping out of the truck earlier. Jaden didn't just pop up this time, his body aching from all the activity it had gone through lately. All he had to do next was find the bag and make a run for it. He whirled around, scanning the nearby woods, and was beginning to think Sunny chose not to trust the egg to his care after all. He really couldn't blame her. But then, a voice spoke up, and Cerulean stepped out from behind a tree, holding the bag. Looking for this?
Just give it here, Cerulean.
What's in it that you risked letting us catch you to find it? Must be important.
Honestly, I don't really know. But I promised I would take care of it, so give it up.
Cerulean stared at the bag for what seemed like an eternity to Jaden. Then one of the new recruits shouted from the roof Jaden had just dropped from. He's out here! Cerulean has him cornered! A Pokeball flew through the air and, midway, a Sandshrew emerged and plowed directly into the new recruit. Jaden blinked and looked back at Cerulean, who had his arms stretched out. Take it and run, Cerulean said. Shaking off the shock, Jaden ran up, grabbed the bag, and took off back down Route 25. He still had the keys for the truck. Hopping into the cab, Jaden jammed the key into the ignition and turned it forward. The truck roared to life, and not wasting time with reverse, Jaden twisted the wheel as far as he could to the right and stomped on the accelerator. The tires spun, tearing up the grass as the truck slowly turned itself around. The bed of the truck fishtailed a bit as Jaden fought for control until it was cruising back toward Cerulean City. Free for the moment, Jaden knew there was only one real escape from Team Rocket. He was going to have to flee Kanto. And that meant catching a ship in Vermilion City. Driving as fast as he could, without losing control of the truck, Jaden zoomed through Cerulean City and headed for Saffron. After that, he'd make it to Vermilion and then catch a ride to neighboring Johto or maybe somewhere even farther away. Jaden unzipped the bag that sat beside him now to get a peek at the egg inside. It was still there, and just as mysterious as it had been when he first found out that was what Sunny and William were looking at.
What was Sunny doing there again? Hadn't she called him Dad? But I thought he had a son, not a daughter.
Throwing his mind back to when Cerulean and himself had arrived at William C. Cottage, he tried to recall the story of the Eevee and its evolution into a Vaporeon. Jaden was sure William had said his precious son had nearly died. The boy was struggling to think it through, but he felt he was almost connecting the dots when he was distracted by the sound of a helicopter flying toward him.
Oh no, they found me!
Pushing beyond his own comfort to control the truck, Jaden sped up. The helicopter flew in just above him. Something caught his eye in the side view mirror, and glancing over, he found that a rope ladder had dropped down from above. They were going to try and board the truck. There wasn't a lot of room to maneuver to try to keep the truck away from the Team Rocket grunts climbing down, and before long, two had already boarded. Just at that moment, Jaden missed a downhill slope and ended up going over a shallow cliff. His stomach felt like it left him as they dropped, and the two grunts struggled to hang on. When the truck landed with a jolt, one grunt went flying off, unable to keep a grip. The second remained, even as the truck slid around wildly for a few seconds. Just then, they were approaching Saffron City, and the helicopter couldn't risk getting the ladder caught on any of the buildings. Some of the buildings were so tall that the helicopter needed to rise anyway just to keep from crashing. This left Jaden with the lone grunt in the bed of his truck. In the rearview mirror, he saw his enemy pull out a Pokeball. Jerking the wheel to the left, the truck swerved hard down another street, causing Jaden's passenger to lose his balance and drop his Pokeball over the edge. Taking more sharp turns to lose the grunt didn't succeed, but it had made it so he had not gained any ground either. Emerging out of the other side of Saffron, Jaden barely managed to turn and avoid the ladder dangling right in front of him with another grunt ready to board. Instead, his passenger collided with the other man just as he had tried to toss another Pokeball. The two grunts were tangled up in the ladder and trying desperately to free themselves as the helicopter resumed its pursuit. That struggle kept any more grunts from climbing down and gave Jaden some breathing room. However, he did notice the truck had started making an odd noise. He wondered if all the rough turning or possibly the jolt from the cliff had caused some damage.
Come on, girl. Hold together.
He just needed to get to the next city and then hop on a boat. The metallic rattling didn't seem to get any worse as Vermilion came into view. Jaden felt relief that the vehicle was still moving and he was almost to his destination, while the helicopter had faded from view. The feeling was short-lived when he approached the border of the city, however. A line of Team Rocket members were waiting for him, and if he wanted to get through, he was going to have to run some of them over, which they were probably betting he wouldn't do. Jaden started to slow down, uncertain as to what to do.
Should I turn back and find a different way out of Kanto? Should I just give up and let Team Rocket have the egg?
An image of Sunny popped into Jaden's head. It was an image from years ago when she had encouraged him not to give up on his dream or to let down his Pokemon. Then he remembered the pain on her face when she learned he had joined Team Rocket. Finally, that word Jared had used returned to the forefront. Resolve. Clenching his teeth, Jaden revved the engine. He wasn't going to let Team Rocket win. He was going to get that egg to a ship and take off for a whole other region.
Besides,
he thought out loud,
they'll move. They're not just going to stand there and get run over, right?
Pushing in the accelerator a few more times, making the engine roar a cry of intimidation, Jaden hoped it was enough. He put the truck into gear and punched the gas. The truck zoomed closer and closer toward the line of Team Rocket grunts. They didn't seem interested in moving at all.
Come on. Move, move, move.
The truck got closer. Nobody moved.
Please move.
With only moments left before collision, Jaden closed his eyes tight and braced himself for the terrible sound that would accompany running over a person. The sound never came, however. Instead, he thought he heard someone shout, "Self-destruct!" or something. When Jaden opened his eyes, he was in Vermilion City, and no one behind him had been harmed. But there was a building directly in front of him. He yanked the wheel to turn and avoid it. The metallic rattling sound intensified. It almost sounded like something rolling around. Then there was an explosion. Jaden was still in a turn when his hearing cut out. The truck shook, and suddenly it was in the air, flipping side over side. As he soared and twisted through the air, Jaden saw something that looked like a burned-up Pokeball fall out of the bed of the truck. It hadn't been something broken that had been making all that racket. It had been a Pokemon from one of the Team Rocket grunts. A Voltorb. As the truck turned over two more times, the bag with the egg flew out into some bushes. The truck landed hard on the driver's side, and flipped and rolled across the grass before coming to a stop upright just before reaching the sea beyond. Nothing moved, and everything was silent save for some sirens in the distance. Team Rocket didn't dare go near the truck as officers and medical teams arrived. One watched from a distance, wearing layers of clothing to hide his Team Rocket uniform. He had to see what had happened to his friend. The officers were out investigating the truck, and some medical personnel had recovered the limp form of Jaden and laid him on a stretcher. They brought him over to the ambulance, and the disguised member of Team Rocket risked approaching them.
"How is he?"
"Out of the way, please. We need to bring this body to the hospital." The word body hit the disguised man hard. The word meant the worst had happened, and it was all his fault. Cerulean had killed his friend. The end.